Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call. Day 331, Renewed by Him. Isaiah 40, verses 29 through 31. Let these words land. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40, 29 through 31. Let that sit for just a moment. Because God does not open these words with a demand. He does not say try harder or pull yourself together. He begins with something far more tender, recognition. He sees the weariness, yours, that weight you wake up carrying, the one nobody else quite sees, that deep exhaustion that a good night's sleep no longer touches. Before a single promise is made, there is a Father who looks at you and says, I know, I see you. And then the text does something honest. Something you can trust. Even young men fall exhausted. Even those at the height of their strength hit a wall. Human energy, however impressive it looks from the outside, has a ceiling. And acknowledging that is not defeat. It is the beginning of wisdom. It is the moment you stop pretending you can carry what was never yours to carry alone. Because there is another source, and the door to that source is this word, wait. They who wait for the Lord. But in the Hebrew, waiting is not passive. It is not sitting still, doing nothing. The word carries the picture of a cord being twisted tightly around an anchor, intertwined, bound, leaning in with full intention. To wait on God is a deliberate act. It is choosing, before the morning takes you over, to anchor yourself to Him. And then the prophet gives us the image that opens everything up. Eagles. But notice what he says. He does not talk about speed. He talks about altitude. Eagles do not flap their wings constantly. They find the thermal current, that rising column of warm air, and they spread their wings and rise on it. The strength of God does not just help you run faster through the same hard ground. It lifts you above what was wearing you out in the first place. And that current has a name. Jesus said, and these are His words, not mine. Come to me, all who are weary. He is the thermal current on which the eagle rises. Every promise in Isaiah finds its fulfillment in the one who descended into the depths of our weakness, carried it all the way to the cross, and rose from the dead in power. There is no weariness he does not understand. There is no weight he cannot bear. So today, and this is the call, before breakfast, before you check your phone, before the day rushes in with everything it demands, sit down. 2 minutes. Quiet. Name one specific thing, just one, that is draining you right now. Say it out loud if you need to, and then surrender it. Don't try to solve it in that moment. Surrender it. Ask the Lord to be your strength for that one thing today, not tomorrow. Today, stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.